My name is Ioka Ivie Okwawo. My father named me after my grandmother. My name means I want to be respected. She does not know her beauty. She thinks her brown skin has too many flaws. If she could see her image in the Unogbo River where her mother was born, she would know. But the city holds no clear streams. West Side streetlights shade the sunset's miracles, and the concrete covers the soft memory of the earth's unborn seed. Black is the color of her press and burned hair. She thinks her curls are too tight, too short. If she could feel her natural birth locks blow in Aramogija's fresh breeze on the hill her father once stood, she would know. But the girl does not know her beauty. She thinks her lips are too thick. If she could hear the Benin men whisper thoughts across the Atlantic Ocean, praying to touch her heart, to win her for just one kiss, she would know. But she thinks her eyes are dark and troubled. No one told her ebony was the color of the universe's wings. She thinks her nose is too flat, her breasts too small, her legs too long. She never learned how to dance, you know. Never learned how to run naked on the banks of a golden pond, embracing her existence, guided by the light of a tropical dawn. She forgets her name means Ivie, precious child who harbors the beauty of an ocean pearl. She forgets she receives her soul from her grandmother, adopted the spirit of her mother. If she could recall the celebrations they had at her birth, she would know. If I could reach her, she would know. I would make it so there is cause for her to know that she is more than a motherless child, victim of an impressionable fate, helpless before an inconsistent society's interpretation of what beauty stands for. But I cannot reach her. If she chooses to be blind, only she can choose to see. But the city holds no clear streams. West Side streetlights shade the sunset's miracles, and the concrete covers the soft memory of the earth's unborn seed. When we
song and send me close to you.